Hi, welcome to the Little Z Sleep Podcast. I'm Becca Campbell, your pediatric sleep consultant, and every week, twice a week, I am helping you make sleep a thing by answering questions that come into my Instagram DM box. And if you have a question that you want me to answer here on the podcast, just shoot me a DM. Head on over to Instagram at Little Z Sleep and send me a DM that says podcast question as your first two words. That way I know it's for the podcast. And then in just a few sentences, tell me what's going on. It would also be helpful to share your first name and where you're located so I can share that here because it's so fun to hear where you are and wherever in the world you are. Thanks for being here. Today's question comes from Tiffany from Birmingham, Alabama. And she says, hey, Becca, my son is almost 3 years old and we are approaching three big transitions: potty training, open bed, and moving his 12-month-old brother into the room with him. What order would you suggest doing these in? I could use some advice. Thanks. Oh, this is such a good one. And I've never talked about this before. So let's dig in and go through what would be the best order and why. So the last thing I would do, I'm going to go backwards if that's okay, and then we'll talk about the order. The last priority is moving his brother into the room. I would much rather get settled with potty and open bed. And then when everything is feeling good, we'll move brother in. But here's where I want to go with. I don't know the nuances of your family or your child. So my answer to that and saying, oh, the last priority is to room share. If this is something that potty training is taking forever and, you know, he's doing great, it's just, you know, it's taken many weeks and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm ready to get his brother in, then try it out. Maybe you set up a pack and play and, you know, try it out to see if you can get them to room share, knowing it will be rough for a couple of nights. But, please put a filter on this that you know your child best and you know your family best. But I would suggest the last thing we do is start room sharing. So which do we do first, potty training or open bed? My suggestion would be potty training. Here's why. There's not a huge need to be like, let's get him in the open bed. Now. Now's the time. Let's go. You actually can have a child go potty in the nighttime when they're in the crib. I'll put a link to Allison Jandu. She and I did an interview on this a while ago, so I'll include that below. But what I would prefer you to do is have potty training be the first thing, and then let's move to the open bed, and then let's share the room. Okay. That would be my order of preference. Potty training is obviously a big skill. It's gonna take a little bit of time. And then an open bed, especially if your child is sleeping great and they know sleep expectations, they have, well, okay, K-N-O-W, not N-O. They know their sleep expectations. That would be a better way to say that. They know they're very solid on their sleep expectations. Then moving to an open bed ain't no big thing. That's pretty chill. No big deal. Again, I have resources on that. But what I would suggest is that we tackle potty training first and then move to the open bed and then do the room sharing in that order. So I hope that kind of gives you a plan of attack there. Now, I just want to lean in real quick to the open bed. The number one thing that I do not want you to tell your child when you move them into the open bed is, now, don't get out of bed. Gosh, I've said this so many times over the years, but if you plant that bug in your child's ear that they even could get out and then they shouldn't get out, it's likely that your child never even thought about that before. So don't open up the phrase, okay, now don't get out of bed, or okay, now stay in your bed, because it's likely if your child has amazing sleep expectations and they have no concept of getting out of bed that they're not going to do it. But if you open up that idea, it's more likely and more probable that they will try it out. Now, it's going to be normal. They will absolutely try out getting out of bed. However, this is something that could be like the honeymoon phase. So Tiffany, I would suggest you tackle potty training and however long, however many days or how many weeks you feel like, okay, we're in a good spot with that. They're doing really well. Now let's move to an open bed. And then again, after some time with that, okay, now let's start room sharing. That would be great. I want to circle back to my initial comment of, oh, you could maybe try, you know, a trial period of having your child room share and maybe bring in the pack and play. You could definitely do that. But if you feel like that's going to send a temporary message to your oldest, then maybe you don't do that. Maybe just full blown, like, here's the crib, let's go. Through all of this, through potty training, open bed, and room sharing, have open communication with your child. That's so important. When you are potty training, obviously you're working through, you know, your own plan. You're letting them know what's going on. They're very in tune to, you know, what's happening. You're having good open communication. Same thing with the open bed and same thing with room sharing. Definitely don't spring it just on one day. Like, here we go, we're going to move to an open bed. Allow your child to be a part of the process, whether that's setting up the bed and building it and picking out their sheets and picking out a pillowcase. When it's time to room share, talk about it ahead of time, mark it on the calendar, let them know that, you know, in three sleeps, your brother will be moving into your room. So definitely want to have open communication for everything. Children thrive when they know what is expected. And even though they really have no concept of time at this point in this age, you know, 3 days might as well be 3 years for them. Even in those moments, it's still so important to continue the conversation, continue to let them know. My only like asterisk here is don't tell them like 3 months ahead of time. You can just let them know the week of or the week before is completely okay. But it could be cool to use a countdown, like a calendar or something like that. But just be open, let your child know what they should expect, what's going on, when things are going to happen, and hype it up for them. And always continue to let them know that they're doing a great job. Okay, so our order is potty training, then the open bed, and then room sharing. I hope that helps you guys, and definitely excited to hear how everything goes. That's an exciting season that you're in. There is so much transition. But then once you're through all of that, it's like, cool. We did it. High five. All right. Thank y'all so much for being here. If you have a question you'd like me to answer, again, head on over to Instagram and shoot me a DM. Thanks so much for being here. Sweet dreams. See you next time.